Hey, 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 you're listening to the Day Tripper Podcast. This is episode 64. We are talking Texas, March 2018. Lots of stuff to talk about. New music from some of our favorite Texas artists. Bigfoot is back in Texas. And so much more. All right, let's go. All right, well, to kick things off, I'm Chet Garner, the host. I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Todd White.
Howdy, folks.
And what did we say? We bumped off a special guest.
I think I...
Co-co-host?
Co-co-host.
I think co-host that's what we decided.
Co-host to the co-host, Lindsay Tutt.
Hello!
All right. And before we get started, our sponsor is none other than the National Beer of Texas, Lone Star Beer. All right. It is Texas Independence Day. We're recording this. We probably won't release it until like March 5th or 6th. But, you know, hopefully you got a chance to celebrate Texas Independence Day by kicking back, enjoying a nice cold Lone Star beer. I know Todd did. Big fan of Lone Star. I say that in jest. I love Lone Star.
You can't see Todd's face right now.
Yeah, I know. You just can't see it. I love Lone Star. I think it's a great beer. And there's nothing like sitting at a Texas dance hall, going to a Texas swimming hole, drinking a Lone Star beer. Since 1884. So anyway, of course, you can find Lone Star Beer at all kinds of fine establishments all across the state. Go and check them out. So Texas Independence Day, I've talked about this before. It's my mission to make Texas Independence Day like basically the national celebration of Texas. We at least need to be able to pass up Cinco de Mayo, right?
Yeah, I think it should be in Texas, like the biggest holiday.
Thank you.
Like, I would agree.
Step aside, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Yes. We should have parades. We should decorate our squares. We should
You should have like lights that you put on your house.
Oh, gosh. Only allowed like, to be red, white, and blue.
And chili peppers and like Texas.
Oh, we could do all that.
Little briskets. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could get real.
It could.
Real cool.
You've got a little business idea there, Lindsay.
I do. No one take it. Calling it right now.
Brisket Christmas.
Well,
lights.
I think you're safe since our audience is pretty limited on this podcast.
Yeah, my mom's probably not going to open that business.
Oh, that's true. That's true. There you go, guys. So when I do have the business, I expect all of you to buy my brisket.
Buy brisket lights. Christmas lights. Christmas. Crisket.
Brisket lights?
No, wait. Briskmas?
No, but it's for Texas Independence Day.
Yeah, we got to come up with a catchy name, though.
We do.
All right. So, anyway, that is, you know, you've missed March 2nd this year, but hopefully next year. We're going to do a big party. I'm planting that seed right now. Texas Independence Day is on a Saturday. Stay tuned for details. You got to stay tuned a long time, like 9 or 10 months, like
a year.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, it's all right. No big deal. So, what have you guys been up to since last month? Fill me in, Lindsay.
Oh,
you first. Yeah,
I'm going first. Well, recently,
ladies first. We are gentlemen in Texas.
That is true.
They are what gentlemen? Well, I wrote a blog about this, so check it out on the website. Recently, I earned my barbecue stripes.
Ah, that was a good blog, by the way. Very
Thank
good
you.
Blog.
Thank you.
Tell me about it, the people who haven't read it.
So, you know, kind of a thing that's a big thing in Texas is waiting a ridiculous amount of time in a line for barbecue.
Did you really do that?
It was kind of an accident. So I have been wanting to go to Pecan Lodge in Dallas since y'all went on the show.
Oh, I thought you meant Franklin Line.
No, I haven't. This was like baby steps. I'm ready for the monsters now. Because so like I went with my family. And we went on just like a random weekday thinking we would miss the crowd. But that was not true. And it was 37 degrees outside with like a wind chill that was terrible. We get there and the line is wrapped around the building and it's not shrinking. And we're just kind of like, well, here goes nothing. So we waited outside for an hour. And like, we didn't come really dressed warmly because we really thought we were not going to be waiting in the cold.
In the 30s.
It was cold. And there was a point.
But was it worth it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was so worth it. We waited 1 hour outside and an hour inside.
Wow.
And when we got our barbecue, I mean, it was so worth it. There was no doubt in my mind. We were all just like, we got the trough because we were like, we waited that long. We're going to get the trough.
You eat everything.
There was so much food that the four of us like hardly made a dent and we ate as much as we could. So it was worth it. And I'm going to now someday wait what, 5 or 6 hours in line for a Franklin.
May I give you a piece of advice?
Yeah, go for it.
After you've had Pecan Lodge, I'm going to be honest and tell you the wait in the Franklin line, not worth it.
Really?
I think Franklin is good. I don't think it's the best.
Okay.
I think the wait in line for Pecan Lodge is better. I think there are other barbecue restaurants in town that are equal to Franklin that makes it, you don't have to wait that long. Like, I love Style Switch. I think it's great barbecue, and I put that right up there with Franklin Barbecue, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the beauty about barbecue, right? Everybody's got their favorite, and we can debate it over a Lone Star beer for like hours and hours and hours.
Even if by some chance it's not as good as Pecan Lodge, that waiting in that line is kind of like, if not just a Texas rite of passage, it's like an Austin rite of passage. Like, you have to say that you have waited that for Franklin's. Like, it's just a thing you have to do. So
yeah, it's true.
I guess. I'm going to do it.
There's an insider tip. I think it's Tuesday afternoons. Some people that I follow in the barbecue world, it's like a locals tip. If you go on Tuesday at like 1 p.m.
Okay.
Almost guaranteed to walk up and there will be leftover meat. That's the secret to
Franklin.
But like,
that's not, you have, I think that to wait in line.
That's like
I just think
beating,
that you.
Beating the system, but not necessarily earning your stripes.
You didn't earn your stripes. You have to wait in line. So one day I'm going to wait in line.
Well, then you got to get there. Like, what is waiting in line? Like, getting there like 7 a.m. Like, or 6 a.m.
Yes.
And then eating at 11?
Yeah, 6 or 7 a.m.
Like, yep. 1.
But to do it right, you need to go ahead and bring your little cooler and fill it with Lone Star beer and drink beer while you wait in line.
So true.
Yeah, that's
so true. All right, gang. So, Todd, what about you, man?
So, since last time, I have made the trip for my very first time to Vegas.
Yeehaw!
And I will say that I was unimpressed.
Vegas is
not as good as Texas, huh?
An acquired taste.
It is.
It's not mine.
It is.
It's not mine.
So, I do photography and videography, obviously, and I had a brand reach out to me and ask me to come help them out at their booth at WPPI, which is a huge photography conference that's international. And so they paid all my expenses, paid my way, stayed at the Luxor, and had a great time at the conference, loved hanging out with all the camera nerds and things like that. But after the conference was over, and we were done at 4 o'clock in the afternoon each day, I was like, okay, Vegas, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm going to find good food, and that's it.
I didn't even know
there were penny slots.
A
friend of mine was like, dude, you could have just played the penny slots.
Oh, and penny she slots said, are so lame.
Well,
to
she
me.
Said she won like over $800 doing the penny slots.
In pennies? Is that what that means?
Yeah, $800
you have
in
to
pennies.
Carry that That's home.
80,000 pennies. That's a lot of pennies.
That does sound lame. I can see why you wouldn't want to do that.
You know, there are aspects to Vegas I like. Like, one of those is the food, the other is the
food
shows.
Is, yeah.
But the lifestyle I could leave behind. I mean, it's
absolutely
like you're on a stationary cruise ship. It's just kind of a little, everything's just a little cheesy.
Well, see, my dream is to go to Vegas and like buy one of those passes where you get into hotel buffets all day. And just like, that's what I want to do. Forget the gambling. I want to go to every buffet, all you can eat buffet at a hotel. Like, all
that's why
them.
You work for the day tripper, Lindsay.
That's what I want to do.
That's why you work for us. Oh, that's good. That's good.
But yeah, that's about awesome, the main thing, the highlight of the past month for me.
I mean, that's
Vegas,
pretty cool.
Which ended up being sort of a low light in the sense that I didn't really do anything.
Todd, I would like
thought
to have
it was
the
weird,
kind of
though.
Life where going to Vegas for free is a low point in my month.
Yeah, right? This past month, let's see, we shot a Seminole Canyon episode, shot it twice because it rained both times. So we went all the way out to Langtree and Comstock, which is about 5.5 hours. So it's a little before you get to Big Bend. And they're like, we get rain 3 times a year. We picked both times, 2 out of 3 times to go and film. Oh, man. It was kind of miserable.
That's happened before on the coast with us.
It happened once. We went back and it was beautiful. See, we went back and it still rained on us. Like, oh, man. But that area is phenomenal. If you're a fan of West Texas, it's like huge canyons and cactus and just endless views. I love it. Absolutely. Another fun thing we did is this past President's Day weekend, my family and I, we like to go on extended day trips. So we'll pick just a place in Texas, go stay there. A lot of times we're at Best Western. And this time we stayed at this little cabin place called Camp Lucy. Have you been there, Todd?
As I a have. I was watching. I was watching your story on that, and I was going to ask you about that. So, I've only known Camp Lucy as the wedding venue.
Yeah.
So, is there a whole other spot that they're expanding and doing vacation
cabins?
Okay.
Really nice.
Cool.
And then they've got like a s'mores pit. They've got fishing poles. You can go fish. Alpacas you can feed. Things like that.
Cool. So, all right,
very,
that makes
like,
sense.
Country. The cabins are, they're not like spread out where you have a lot of privacy. They're kind of close together, but they're really nice. And you kind of, if you were going with, well, with our kids, it was really fun. But if you were going with like a few other couples or families, you could all kind of stay in the same spot.
That was really cool.
So would you say it's glamping?
No, because there was air conditioner.
Because I saw your
Insta
story too, and there was like a really nice bathroom and like a big window with a nice bed.
See,
I mean,
that's why that doesn't even deserve to have the amping end on it. I mean, this was a hotel in the country. Glamping to me is like the elevated yurt.
I think that glamping is anytime, because you were, it was a cabin,
yeah,
right? It wasn't a hotel.
Yeah, but see, that's not
and
camping.
And you went there for the purpose of being outdoors, but also enjoying the amenities of
Lindsay, I see
technology.
Your point. I'm
so
have to
that's
say
what
like,
I define glamping
I don't
as.
No.
But yes, yurts too. Yurts are great.
We might need to have a whole other podcast on this
because
I think
very
we
great.
Could debate this. So yeah, you know, whether it's glamping or not, I don't know. I'm going to say I did not go glamping.
Coming soon, a glamping podcast.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to get to the bottom of this issue.
I'm going
to
let you guys glamp that out.
We're going to glamp it out.
Y'all can glamp that out.
All right, guys. So while we've been doing this, lots has been happening in Texas. While you've been listening to this podcast, lots of stuff's been going on in the Lone Star State. This is Meanwhile in Texas. So I'm going to start because I love this lady. Tootsie Tomanets, 82 years old, the pit master at Snow's Barbecue, was just nominated for a James Beard Award. Named as a finalist for the James Beard Awards.
That's amazing.
82 years old, she still shows up. I mean, they only cook barbecue on Saturday, so I can't say she shows up every day.
I was going to say.
Every Saturday, she is out there.
That's quite a feat. Still.
She's going to live to be 135. I know it.
You know that puts her right up there with Aaron Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's,
oh, yeah.
She's right.
I feel like she already is.
I mean, Snow's is great.
Yeah.
I love Snow's. I love those people. I'm not as in love with the barbecue at Snow's as everyone else is. I'll still put it up near the top of my list, but there are some barbecue places I personally think are better when it comes to the actual meat. But driving out there to Lexington, waiting in the line, you know, kind of doing that thing, that is a Texas, just that rite of passage right there.
Right.
And so congratulations to Tootsie on the nomination. That is huge. Very huge. So that's all I got. Yep.
That's awesome. I mean,
that's a
big
plug
one
for Snow's Barbecue in Lexington.
There you go.
All right. Who's next? Todd, we'll let you go first.
So I love food. That's like a big, you know, revelation here. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But I like different kind of food. And I've really been on this kick to find things that are good and unique and something different than the average just thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's part of why I think my wife and I get a little bored sometimes of the usual. I mean, we have our favorites that we love. I'll never turn down 600 Degrees. I think that the stuff that they come up with over at the Hollow in Georgetown is fantastic. It's great.
Yep.
And it really puts it on the edge of more of that unique stuff. Jacob is fantastic. I'm a little bored of El Mon, personally.
Yep.
Just kind of whatever.
I love El Mon. So, I'm going there tonight.
They have their things that are good, but I've also had a lot of fails there as well.
But y'all order takeout about what?
Couple times a week.
Oh, just a couple? I thought it was like five times a week.
There could be more depending on the week.
Or seven times a week.
It depends on the week. It depends on the week.
Let's get
to
the bottom. How
on
often
week,
do
okay?
you cook, Todd?
Does heating a pre-fixed meal from HEB count as cooking?
I think yes.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But as far as eating out, it's probably about 3 to 4 times, depending on the week. Once again, depends on how good of the week.
Depends
on the week.
So,
I'm gone,
you know, Georgetown, here's
kidding.
The way I describe Georgetown culinary scene, and I know I'm not trying to upstage you here, but like, it's
okay, you're
well,
the host.
No, it's...
Go for it.
I would say this, it's not a huge culinary scene, but all the restaurants we have here are phenomenal.
So good.
Like, so good. And so we only have one Greek restaurant.
It's so good.
But it's so good.
I love it.
Yeah, Plaka is fantastic.
Like,
I love
it. Soup fixes everything.
Tony Luigi's great for the Italian and some Mediterranean flair.
You know, and then
I get
we
that.
Only have one Thai restaurant, but it's so good.
I'll tell you what we're really lacking.
Where's that?
We are really lacking a good Tex-Mex restaurant.
No.
That's legit.
No, no. Dos Salsas is so good.
So I'm from San Antonio. I will. I'm from San Antonio, and I'm biased.
Come
and I will tell
me,
you
bro.
Right now that
I love Dos Salsas. Me,
and I'm glad, but when you only have that option, sure, we like it.
Yeah.
No. I think it's so good.
I think Dos Salsas is your good baseline Tex-Mex.
Yes. Just like good normal
Tex-Mex. But I was thinking love El Monumento.
Okay.
Oh, I love
it. I feel like you can't compare
El Monumento
them because
is the,
they're different kinds
yes,
of
they
Mexican
are.
Food.
They are. That's a good given.
It's like comparing oranges and apples.
But you're never going to get, like, you're expecting a rainbow winged unicorn to show up outside of San Antonio. See, San Antonio sets the bar for
right.
Tex-Mex.
You,
so
you
like,
can't compare
you
can't it to
say, that. You just can't compare it to that.
But when I bring people out of town and we go to Dos Salsas, they will always say, this is the best Tex-Mex I've ever had. So
really?
It's not just in this town.
Really?
It's the only thing here.
Interesting.
Like, every time I have family and friends come into town, they want to go
I
there.
I do like the dose.
Okay.
So
I like
that's
the
great.
Dose.
I mean, they have their stuff that's good, but I'm not going to say it's
my
the best.
Hard stance.
Okay, back to Todd's story.
Y'all just butchered my story,
yeah,
but that's
no,
okay.
You haven't gotten to it yet.
Just started it.
I know.
But don't get me wrong. Georgetown has great food, and I love some of our restaurants that are here, okay? Let's just say that.
Yep.
I think it's fantastic,
yep.
Okay? I am excited just to see the food renaissance that's happening across Texas, and it's outside of just the standard stuff that you go and get. Outside of Tex-Mex, outside of barbecue, there are some really exciting things that are happening across the state,
yep.
And I think it's fantastic. Like, I love the surgence of ramen in Texas, and not just your plain ramen, but now you go to places in Austin that are going to offer you brisket ramen, which is absolutely fantastic. It's Kimuri Tatsuyu, Tatsuya is giving you got that all mixed up anyway, but they're doing a brisket inspired ramen, which is fantastic. You've got a place up in Houston that serves ants in their meal.
No, are
mixed
you
in
like
with
bugs?
Some mole.
What, seriously?
Oh yeah,
ants.
There is a place that's up in Houston that right now is offering ants in the actual meal, and there's a crispy critters
that are folded
into mole. And it's quite mild. It's really interesting.
Crunchy,
but it's a restaurant that actually specializes in like edible insects.
Weird.
And so I think it's really interesting to see what's happening in the surgence of Mediterranean, smoked gouda, which I love getting from like the Double Pigs got their famous smoked gouda
mac and cheese,
which is fantastic.
Yep.
But I just love seeing some of the new surgence of food that's coming in Texas besides just the barbecue scene and such.
Wait,
I think it's exciting
real
to
creative.
See that. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And you have to get creative,
it is.
I think.
Getting real creative. So, you know, there's a bunch of good spots in Austin. I think we're supposed to get a ramen shop here. Rumor has it.
Rumor has it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Rumor does have it.
Rumor has it.
You know, finding different things like a fish mousse dumplings.
What? I don't know if I want that.
These are all the coolest things I've ever heard of.
Garlic tomato fondant.
That sounds awful.
Garlic
does
tomato
that sound
fondant?
Worse to you,
I mean,
than
come
ants?
On.
Yes.
Seriously?
Well, but here's what I know. Ants will almost be flavorless.
True.
Fish mousse will be like pudding that tastes like fish. That is a disgusting idea in my head.
Well, how about this?
I can't get over the ants.
How about this, though? How about a restaurant that offers a fried chicken with habanero brine and then served with a garlic tomato fondant? That sounds amazing.
That could be good.
Very interesting use of fondant.
That could be good. We were just at a restaurant coming back this week from Seminole Canyon. We stopped at a place in San Antonio, Southtown, called Hot Joy.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like I had stepped into an LSD Asian world. Like, the whole thing felt like it was from a Quentin Tarantino movie. And we sat down to fusion dishes. So, like,
that
Don
sounds
Mi
so good.
Ho-Ho barbecue chicken, but it tasted like spaghetti, but Asian spaghetti. It was bizarre.
Mm.
So, some of it was really good. Some of it was not. I'll just say that.
I heard that you had spam fried rice.
We had spam fried rice.
Just oh, really?
It tasted like it had ranch dressing all over it. It was a little strange. But they were like, no, it's a let's say garlic aioli inspired. I'm like, nuh-uh, dude, that is ranch dressing.
Did it have a cool name, like the dish? Like Don Mi Ho Ho Spam?
The dish? No, it was called Spam Fried Rice.
Okay. All right.
The place, wow. was a bizarre
And you
world.
Still ordered it.
Yeah, I love Spam. Dude, okay. Y'all not like Spam?
No.
What? Oh, Spam is delicious.
No, it's not.
No.
It's delicious. What do you not like about Spam, other than the idea of eating Spam?
It's Spam?
Exactly.
It's gross.
It's delicious.
It's so gross.
No, it is delicious.
It is right down there at the bottom of the list with like those little beans and Frank things you used to get when you were a kid or like Vienna sausage.
Oh, you said it. Don't insult my Vienna sausages. Do not insult my Vienna sausages.
It is right there at the bottom of the food chain, dude.
I'm with Todd on this one.
You guys, the only reason y'all don't like Spam is because it's called Spam. And it has a little bit of a reputation.
It is Spam, not because it's called Spam.
But it
because
tastes
it's
like,
everything
it
is. It
tastes like sausage, like the inside of delicious sausage.
No, I think there's other body parts that are less desirable mixed in there,
dude,
that are disgusting.
I'm gonna spam shank you, like you guys. I don't. That's I just made
spam
up a word.
Shaming?
I'm gonna. Oh. No, not shame.
Okay. We're spam shaming you.
Spam, whatever.
You said spam shanking.
I'm gonna take your sandwich. I'm gonna take out the meat and I'm gonna put a spam in there. And you're going to eat it. You're not going to know
what
happened.
There you have it. I'm never eating a sandwich around Chet again.
This is the best sandwich I've ever had.
And I can't believe you actually
Spam.
I mean, you and I have had this debate before, but I'm really surprised you go as low as liking the Vienna sausage and that weird orange congealed gel crud that's mixed in the can with it.
Yeah, don't drink that. That is weird.
It's weird. But it's, I don't know.
Dude, I've got no pretense to my eating. All right? Like, if it's good, I will call it good. And I don't care whether it was served at the nicest 5-star restaurant, some hipster place in Austin, or it was served out of the back, trunk of a Yugo behind a Walmart in Jacksonville, Texas. I'll eat that Yugo taco. I will eat it. And I will love it. And Todd would be like, no, that's weird. I'm like, nope. Nope. It's good. I don't know.
I like really good dives.
Judging you over here.
I love a good dive, but... But Spam and Vienna sausages. I've seriously have just lost a little bit of respect.
Oh, Todd.
Just kidding.
No. All right. Okay. So we talked about Todd's food world. Lindsay, what about you?
Okay. So recently, this is the best. Jefferson, the mayor of Jefferson, declares it that Jefferson is the Bigfoot capital of Texas.
The Bigfoot capital.
And let me tell you what they said, and I quote, numerous residents have reported multiple sightings of mysterious Bigfoot, like creatures in and around Jefferson for decades, and there's so many spottings.
Sighting. Yeah,
that they
you
have.
You can't see Lindsay's giant air quotes.
Huge air
a
quotes.
A Texas Bigfoot conference.
Yes.
Every year.
No way.
Guys. Uh-huh. I want to go to this so bad.
As the official,
I will send you on assignment.
Yes.
As the official day tripper blog reporter and writer, you need to go to that and come back with a report.
Look out, Jefferson! I'm coming for you.
The Texas Bigfoot Research Conservancy. I think they used to be called that. I think they changed their name to have more credibility.
Okay.
I don't know. They do an annual conference, and it's weird if you start to research the Bigfoot stories of Texas, and they start to blend with the Swamp Thing stories, mm-hmm. like woodland creatures coming out of the swamp. It's weird.
Well, and Jefferson is already aren't they already the most haunted town in Texas?
See, so they're just going
so
after that.
So basically, like if you're a Ghostbuster, you need to go there.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of strange happenings. Check it out.
Yes, there are. Oh, that's awesome. There's been some things happen in Texas and some pretty credible people come forward saying, I saw a 8-foot-tall monster chase me through the woods, like over and over again. It makes you sort of wonder, like, are these people lying on purpose?
Are they drinking bad beer?
Are they drinking, right?
I think they've had some bad moonshine and are seeing things.
Right. So here's what we're going to jump into next. The Texas Music Minutes. All right, guys. Anybody out there of the two people in this room, all of you folks out there, anybody a fan of Casey Musgraves?
Yes.
Todd is?
I've heard of her.
So Kacey Musgraves, she's young, she's pretty, and she is, I don't want to say she's redefining country music, but she's definitely defining herself over and then redefining herself over and over and over again. She is a force all of her own. People have compared her to Loretta Lynn, maybe of the outlaw country days.
Wow, I didn't know she was.
And then, you know, there's a kind of an outlaw country movement right now with Sturgill.
How many times can you say that?
Yeah, right. No, Chris Stapleton, Sturgill, Jason Isbell. And she kind of associates with that, but not completely. But she is one of our Texas heroes. She was, people often say that she was born in Mineola. That's not entirely true. She was born in a town of 200, raised there outside of Mineola called Golden. But she grew up playing music in the stockyards of San Antonio with the, wait for it, Cowtown Opry Buckaroos with her sister.
That's a cool
name.
That's
quite a name.
Pretty awesome. She shared a guitar teacher with Miranda Lambert, who is also from East Texas out there. So cool. Mineola and Golden, about an hour and a half east of Dallas. So, you know, just right around that same area as Tyler and Lindell, where Miranda's from. But she has her new album out. It's called Golden Hour. Golden Hour. And the way she's saying this, she says, it's a different color of who I am. I don't feel like I would be doing a favor to myself or anybody who enjoys my music if I just repeated myself. Music isn't made for that reason, you know. And one thing I love about Kacey Musgraves, if you look at her, watch her videos, she's in the craziest outfits, like this vintage cowgirl thing, kind of like Katy Perry meets Loretta Lynn. Like it's wild. And but one thing I respect much about her, and I don't love all of her music, but she's doing her own thing. I love, she's got some great songs. And this is from her latest release, Golden Hour. This is Space Cowboy.
You look out the window while I look at you, saying I don't know would be like saying that the sky ain't blue. And boots weren't made for sitting by the door, since you don't want to stay anymore. You can have
Oh, I'm sorry. Can somebody wake me back up?
Let me just wipe the tears out of my eyes.
Quit crying, guys. Quit crying.
If you could see Lindsay and I behind the scenes, we're like having our cell phones up, like
we were
like
in concert lighters. Mode.
The modern day of your cigarette lighter up.
So that song was called Space Cowboy. As you saw, like you think, what are we listening to? David Bowie, but you can have your space .. Cowboy.
I like that. Very different, I like, you know, that combination.
She's a wordsmith, without a doubt. And that song, a little bit slower.
I heard that Chevy good. Shout out.
Silverado.
Yeah, that's shout out right. to Chevy. Nice.
That's right. She was on the cover of Texas Monthly this month. So if y'all get that, you can read more about her, flesh it out. But everybody's real excited about her new music. And I just wanted to play a song. I don't know if I'm going to be jamming that on day trips, but you
I
know.
Think you are. Maybe you were already jamming it in the office. I saw that.
I was. I like Kacey. So anyway, there's your new music for March. And now we jump into a lot of things that you guys are saying, aka yelling at us. Let's answer some questions.
Are we there yet?
Hey, can you pass me the snacks?
When are we gonna stop?
I gotta go.
All right. So we have some good questions this time. So this is a question we got on Facebook from Joe Fay from Connecticut. So
okay. Connecticut.
Going to put that out there.
Wow.
All right. So he says, hello, Chet and crew. I've been watching and enjoying the latest season of the show. I have a question. Could you possibly reveal the source or publisher of the map you're using in the current season, the map that you unfold and draw on at the beginning of each episode? It looks like a nice folding map of Texas, and as a displaced Texan in Connecticut, I'd love to have one.
Oh.
Anyway, love the show and wish you continued success.
Isn't that just your standard pick it up at the local gas station touristy spot map?
Yep.
But he's pleading to you as someone who is lost in a different state.
Yeah, he's acting as if this is our like a work of art. And
it's
it is kind of a work
for
of
him.
Art. But that, my friend, is just the old standard TxDOT travel map. You can pick it up at any travel center across Texas. Or if you're from places like Connecticut, you can request a travel guide to Texas, and Texas Tourism will mail you one with the map. Free.
Boom.
Yep, there you go.
Done and done.
Merry Christmas.
That's cool. Happy Texas Independence Day.
I'm glad he likes the map. I mean, I use that map all the time. I remember growing up in the backseat of my family Suburban, like staring at the map for hours. Like, I wonder if we took this back road to get to wherever, you know.
And I feel like you always have like a million copies with you. You'll be like, here's a map, everyone.
I do have a million copies.
You just have
mainly
a million.
We ruin one for every episode by scribbling all over it. And then I don't want to throw them away. So they just sit in the corner of the office.
He gives them out as birthday presents. Texas Independence Day presents.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
I think you should start sending those to certain or run a contest for your day tripper team members and send those out. Like, hey, do you want an authentic map that we use for this episode?
You can sign them.
And totally send those out with scribbles and rips and tears or whatever.
Bidding away on eBay.
I like it. Yep.
Highest bidder.
There you go. Team day tripper people.
We're expecting $1 million.
Run a contest. It makes sense.
That's right. Cool. Cool.
All right.
All right. Next one.
All right. Okay. So, Katie Rose Glenn from Cranfield's Gap, Texas says, if you could go back and reshoot an episode or place, what would it be and why?
Ooh. I mean, we've revisited cities. There are a couple places I would like another bite at the apple. Here, I'll give you one that I would like to reshoot. Llano. Mainly because, and Gonzales is a close second. Because those were season two, and actually, Gonzales was season one. So, like, we didn't really know what we were doing then. And so we sort of combined towns rather than treat them as like, hey, this town is our episode. We're going to stay here and explore it. It was like, hey, we'll just go to this town for this little random thing. And then we'll go to this town for this little random thing. And so we ended up in Luling, Gonzales, and Shiner all in one episode. When in truth, Shiner could be its own great episode, but now we've already done the brewery. So, like, what else are you going to do? And then there's Gonzales, which we already did the come and take it canon. So, like, what else are you going to do? So, it's like we almost spoiled the best things in those towns rather than really flush the town out and explore.
But there's always new viewers that you could go back and redo those.
And new businesses.
And new businesses.
Yeah, that's true. But you're just going to reshoot the brewery and pretend like you never went there in Shiner? Reshoot the come and take it canon and pretend like you've
never seen it? Wow, I've
never
been here before.
You know, like, and so those towns I think would be a good revisit just because we kind of messed them up. And in Llano, we swung all the way around the lake to go do a bunch of other stuff. I mean, it was a great episode. But we missed a lot of stuff in Llano that we should have said, it's a Llano episode, we're not leaving the city, rather than say, we're going to drive 45 minutes over here and do this random thing.
What about Waco? Waco could probably use some love from season one.
Yeah,
but a redo, because Waco's really expanded and changed.
But see, that would be like a part two, not a redo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be totally different stuff. And Waco now has so much stuff, it could really stand on its own as a part two. And you wouldn't even have to revisit the first stuff.
I think you need to do a Waco part two.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Chip and JoJo have been begging me to do a part two.
Chip and Chet.
He texted me just a little couple of
I would ago. I would pay to see Chip and Chet together.
Now
that would be
it's in development.
Great.
Mostly on my side. I'm developing it, but
they have no clue.
Yeah, they have no idea. But it's in development. All right, what
all
else?
All right. So
that's funny.
Jackie Scales asks, what are some of the must-haves for inside the car that make a road trip enjoyable to your destination?
Ooh, Todd says something.
Gummy bears.
Todd loves gummy bears.
Especially in the summer and leave them in the car because they just melt into one big blob.
And you just hold it
like a foot, like, you know, baseball. And just, tear bites on like it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good tunes. That's all I need. Good tunes.
Bucky's
is great.
I think you need Bucky's.
Yeah. I just need some good tunes and the open road. You know, one time in college, my car got stolen and I was having to drive 4 hours back to Southeast Texas all the time to see my wife because we were dating at that time and she was still back home. And so I would drive 4 hours, no stereo, pre-internet, pre-phone. I didn't have anything. So you know what I did? Bought a harmonica. Taught myself harmonica on the drive to Southeast Texas. Roll down the windows. Think about life.
Wow.
Play the harmonica.
That sounds awful. I can't imagine a road trip without music.
My stereo was stolen. I was a broke college kid. I couldn't do anything. I had to spend money on gas, not a stereo.
Wow.
I couldn't do it. I can't imagine.
All right, guys. So let's jump in. I know y'all been having lots of comments about our show. So fan rants and feedback.
Hey, day tripper. I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh my goodness, it's the day tripper. We love your show.
Okay, so we got this comment from Dan Weeks, who says, Chet, I just watched a recorded episode of Belton. I'm so ashamed that your crew member, Rod, I think, can't pronounce chocolate chip pecan pie, not pecan.
Oh, I know. You know, we put it in there because we hate him and we just left it in it. No, I'm just kidding. But when he said it, we asked permission. I was like, Rod, you realize you totally said it wrong. And he's so dry.
Everyone's
he said,
hate
yeah,
you.
I know. Like, he just wanted to be wrong.
We have gotten a lot of comments about Rod's mispronunciation.
Misspoken pecan. My favorite thing about that whole wordplay, you know, how do you pronounce it deal, is if you go to, there's a pecan place in Schulenburg, and if you go and it says, are you looking for the pecan? That's out back, which is the restroom.
Yep.
Pecan, that's some place where you go to the bathroom. That's not something you eat.
That's hilarious.
Which I love.
Well, that just
means we all
that
know it's
attention.
Pecan. Even Rod knows it's pecan. He was just being a Rod. He was being Rod. Yeah. All right.
Okay. So this is a fun one. She addresses multiple things. So here we go. Karen Whitehead from Rowlett, Texas says, I love the show and love all the places you go. I even try to visit them too when I can. But I don't like all the foolishness where Chet dresses up like a local character and acts the fool. Those antics do not add anything at all to the show. I turn it off or go into the other room until the stupidity is over. And she adds, also, Chet takes such huge bites when eating that it's a wonder he doesn't choke. I hope someone on the crew knows the Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, that's good.
I love exploring Texas towns, but the foolishness I can do without. That includes the big bites.
We're not everybody's cup of tea. The big bites thing is new. I hear the... We hear the skip thing the time.
Yeah, different.
People like, just stop doing it. And then other people like... We love that. That's our favorite part.
So, when I was reading that, I was kind of like, the eating part, whatever. You know, get over it. Move on. Whatever. I mean. Whatever.
Yeah.
But that first part, we've heard a lot of people talking about.
Yeah, we get that one a lot. This one differentiated.
And my thoughts is, you know, like if you are an artist and you're not making some people upset, then you're not pushing far enough. So
while you're eating with your big bites.
Well, the big bite thing, that's a different thing. That's I didn't even know I took big bites. Do I take big bites?
I've never paid attention to
it. Really.
Somebody has too much time
that.
On their hands.
Yeah. I'll have to measure the diameter of my bites next
Please
time.
Do. Yeah. Please do. Please do. All right. Well, so we've got some nice, happy comments as well.
Okay. Hit me with
this.
One.
Okay, this is from Jonathan Smith in Austin, who said that he wanted to congratulate you, Chet, on your beard. It's awesome.
Don't get too attached to it. He's known to just whip it off in a.
I almost did last night. Yeah. I almost just shaved it.
Comment make you want to nod?
This is a big 2 month beard. I'm not influenced by other people's.
Are you
going to
go Duck Dynasty?
I don't know. I might. This is the longest it's ever been. And a good friend of mine who's also complimentary of the beard. He sent me some beard jelly 2 days ago that he got off Amazon. Made in Austin. Boss Man Beard Jelly.
That sounds so gross.
It is kind of gross.
That does sound
weird. You have to comb it in. But I must say, my beard
is probably made
softer.
From that weird congealed. Stuff that comes
spam?
Out of Vienna sausages. Let's just bring that right back around to grossness.
Ew, I feel like it would make your beard grosser. More gross.
It's like mostly shea butter, but the scent, ready for it? Fine leather and tobacco.
That just made it worse for me.
We burn mandles in our office. We candles that are for men, manly scents. Man candles.
Lindsay, how do you feel about that?
She likes
I like it. I actually am the one who taught them the term mandel. She so did. It's pretty nice. Exciting.
Because I have a mandel in my office, too, and I love it.
It smells better than the office so normally smells.
The beer jelly smells like mandels.
That is true.
Mandels. Yeah. It smells like mandels, which I like it. I think Laura likes it. I'm not sure yet.
You know, you have to be really careful about the mandels comment, though, because, you know, it could also mean manhandles, like love handles.
Yeah, that's true.
Getting a little, we got those two in our office, mostly me. But yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
All right. Cool.
We're going to let that go. Lindsay, last comment, right?
So this is the last comment from Sarah Lassen, and it was on a live or an Insta story, I guess, that we did of the building.
Oh, yeah. So we're in the process of getting our building ready, new Day Tripper World headquarters, and I'm trying to keep everybody updated on the Instagram stories.
Yes, and she says, very cool on the new building. Have fun with all the projects. Way to go restoring an older building.
Nice. So if you guys have missed out on any of that, or you want to stay updated on what's happening with the new Day Tripper World headquarters, just check out my Instagram stories. I'll be posting stuff quite often on that. Yep.
And your handle is what?
My mandel?
Your Instagram handle is...
It's at Chet Tripper.
What is your mandel?
It is at Chet Tripper. So two T's in the middle. Chet and then Tripper. All right, guys. Well, that wraps up all that we got to talk about. I want to plug the Day Tripper General Store. It is March, which means there might be some merry fellows out there.
Oh, blarney.
They don't have anywhere to put their beer. And they need a pint glass, maybe double-walled with a Day Tripper logo on it. So that's for sale on our website, 25% off the Day Tripper pint glass. It's one of our more popular products. I got to say that I use it all the time. I love it. Got to thank our sponsor, Lone Star Beer. Be the perfect beverage to put into said pint glass. You can find Lone Star, all kinds of Texas dance halls and swimming holes all across the state. Thank y'all for listening. Join us next time for Behind the Scenes. We were supposed to get that to y'all last month, but weren't able to. Stay tuned this month for our mid-month podcast. From me, Vaya con Dios, amigos.
Bye, guys.
See ya.